So this is Andy Leonard of Data Driven, and this is
Buck Woody from Microsoft.
Buck Woody from Microsoft. And what do you do these days at Microsoft?
I am an applied data scientist.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
that applied
impressive part. Yeah.
What's that about?
So in the data science world, there are data scientists that have PhDs in statistics and all these other things that years and years and years of study.
Sure.
Those people are the true scientists.
Mm.
But within the role, there are various other things that need to occur.
Right.
Up to and including some analysis, data wrangling, things like that.
Right.
But not necessarily, perhaps, the full gamut of all the data science stuff.
Okay.
And so we've got a term called an applied data scientist, somebody who does data science work, but isn't necessarily a data scientist with the full degree.
And so, but, I mean, you are a data scientist.
I consider that I do the same kinds of work, but I actually work on a team of very talented data scientists, and I couldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole, knowledge-wise. Yeah, they're smart folks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, working at Microsoft,
you'd
expect that.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're at SQL Saturday Ireland.
Yep.
Had a great time. SQL Saturday Dublin.
Yep.
Great presentation.
Time. Yeah.
I caught the very end of your presentation this morning. What did you talk about in there?
Yeah, it's a session called The RDBMS is Dead. Long live the RDBMS.
Right? And I'm confused by that.
Oh, really? Okay.
What do you mean?
I had a picture of a king up there, right? Whenever a king dies in Europe, they always say, the king is dead, long live the king.
Right.
And basically what it meant was that the king had died.
Right.
But the monarchy continued. The stability, the system of government was secure.
Okay.
And so with the relational database management system, I've been hearing, I don't know about you, but since the 80s that it's dead, it's passé, no one's going to use that anymore, who cares, blah, blah, blah.
True.
And in fact, the RDBMS of the 80s is probably dead and gone. But we're not in the 80s, and neither is the RDBMS. And so the structure that it provides still lives on. And we talk about, I believe that data science is another tool, not a replacement tool. We still have databases. We still have good queries. We still have good reports. We still have business intelligence.
Sure.
We still have data mining. And then we now have machine learning and artificial intelligence, data science, on top of these things, not in replacement of them.
I think that's an important distinction to make, because a lot of people hear the buzz. We saw earlier this week, we're recording this in mid-June 2017. Earlier this week was, I think, the first Microsoft Data Insights Summit.
Oh, no, we've had that before.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I just wasn't aware of it.
Yeah, but it was... The announcements coming out were unbelievable.
It blew my mind.
Everybody that, Chris Webb and other folks who are really into that scene just couldn't, small mentions inside obscure presentations would have been keynote material previously. And these things were just coming out, and just the amazing things that are coming out within just Power BI, which is what that was primarily focused on.
Right.
But data in general is just insane.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I got to say, you work for Microsoft.
Yes,
kudos.
Sir.
Kudos to the team. They
knocked
it out of the park.
Those guys are amazing.
I've been a fan of Power BI for a couple of years. I kind of watched it. I'd say it stumbled a little when it started. But it came around, and I thought it became very useful. Maybe it was July 2016, that release. Very, very stable, very
useful. It's becoming huge.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So, a lot of people don't know about things like Power BI Embedded. So you can take Power BI now and stuff it inside your application, and it'll look like yours, not Microsoft's.
Oh, wow.
And this is free and available, and you can go learn about it. And and that's amazing as well.
Well, what floored me was the premium, and the thing about premium, Power BI premium, was the apps.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah. It's just crazy. The stuff that's out, we're learning, and again, Power BI is not a report tool, which is kind of interesting. It's actually a data visualization tool. It's an important distinction. That's not just marketing.
Yeah,
agree. When you click on an item within the report that you're looking at, the rest of the elements that are linked change real time. And it can also be set up such that it can receive this data constantly.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the difference in that and sort of a static report that you might print or something along those lines.
I've been very impressed with the direct query functionality and how it's improved, how it's gotten more near real time.
Yeah.
Just good stuff.
Other prizes to give away.
Somebody opened the door on us. That's okay. That's a good spot to wrap, I think.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Buck.
Hey, man, thank you so much for the
time.
We
want you on Data Driven.
Definitely.
We've got to schedule that this summer.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do.
All right. Great time. Thank you, Buck.